Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk. Ask the Expert on Lunchtime Live.
I don't know if many of you have noticed perhaps an increase in your insurance policy, your home insurance policy, I should say. Well, we're trying to find out why that is. So whatever your queries or questions today, send them in to us, because Jonathan Hare, who's the Managing Director of InsureMyHouse.ie, is with us to answer all of your questions. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Thank you, Andrea.
Just first of all, home insurance, is it compulsory?
If you have a mortgage, your bank will insist you hold a home insurance policy to protect their interest, but it's not a legal requirement to have it. So if you don't have a mortgage, you don't have to have home insurance, but I wouldn't recommend you go without it.
So if you were lucky enough to be a cash buyer, you don't need to have home insurance, but the rest of us do.
You don't need to. I would say you need to, but you legally don't have to.
You don't legally don't have to. Okay. The jump in policy, like anecdotally, we're hearing that with nearly most companies, that there's been some rise.
Most insurance companies have put up their rates for home insurance, and they would say it's due to the inflationary cost of repairs or rebuilds that they have to do. So you'll also notice that a lot of people receiving their renewal notices, their buildings and contents, some insured, have automatically increased on what they declared it to be. So, for example, if you told the insurance company last year to rebuild the house was 250,000, there's a fair chance that the renewal will say your buildings is now a rebuild cost of 270,000 to 280,000.
So, of course, that then in turn brings up the premium as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they have also put in a rate increase per thousand. So you're going to see the rate per thousand gone up. And the fact that you've now got a higher sum insured makes it look like it's gone up a huge amount.
OK. Do we have, in terms of competition in the market here in Ireland, how do we fare out?
We've about 14 to 15 different home insurers operating in Ireland. Some of them might not be household names. I would say this, but I'd always say to people for home insurance, you should use a broker. They do have access to products that people might not be aware of. All the products are different. Every home insurance policy has different conditions, different exclusions on it. And talking to somebody to go through it, I would recommend that it's not something you should do yourself.
Yeah, I actually, by simply ringing my insurance company at the start of this year, because the price had jumped, it'd gone up about 40 quid a month or something. It was mad. And that was with no claim. I you know, just picked up the phone, called them, talked through the policy, and they were able to bring it down by 20 euro.
A lot of them will bring it down if you, for example, ring up and tell them you have an alternative price somewhere else, whereas that's a job you're doing yourself. If you're through a broker and we have you with an insurance company who have put through significant rate increases, we'll move you to another insurance company and you won't have to do anything. We'll automatically do it, and we'll make sure the new insurance company you're moving to is one that gives you the exact same cover as you previously had.
Okay. Listener questions, lots of them coming in, Jonathan. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp, or you can send me in a voice note if you like either. Texter says, myself and my husband were recently on holiday in Greece. I lost my engagement ring. We searched everywhere, couldn't find it. Do I have any cover under my home insurance for this?
I'm going to suspect that you don't if you don't know already, because this would be an item that you would have listed when you took the policy out. So home insurance policies have a section that's called specified items. So predominantly that is engagement rings or items that you would want to rebuy if it was stolen or lost again. And they generally will give you cover worldwide. So imagine this ring was, say, a 5,000 euro engagement ring. It probably would cost around 65 euros to add that to your policy for the year. But you would have cover on it. But I'm suspecting if they didn't know already about
Yeah,
exactly.
So unless you've listed that out, Jonathan, as a specified item under the kind of the contents insurance when you were getting the policy initially, it wouldn't be covered.
Particularly if this was lost abroad. So had you specified it on your policy, you would get worldwide cover with it.
Okay. Listener says, we got a renewal quote recently. It's close to 800 euro. Having listened to the advice, we inquired about increasing the value of our home should it need to be rebuilt due to fire, etc., as the materials and everything's increased by about 35%. This has obviously now increased the premium amount due. So we rang the other companies and they're even more expensive. Should we stick with the quote from our current provider as we've built up a no-claims bonus, or what do you suggest?
Well, your no-claims bonus will move from one insurance company to another insurance company, so there's no problem in moving.
Okay.
I would always say to people that loyalty with insurance companies when they're putting your prices up does not pay off. Move as long as you're getting the same cover. But with this question, some insurance companies are index linking your building sum insured, so they're increasing your building sums insured roughly between 7 to 15%. Other insurance companies who haven't been doing that for the last few years, they're index linking 25 to 30% to catch up. So it might not be that your price has gone up by 20 to 35%. It might be that they've increase your buildings by 20 to 35%. And the chartered surveyor, so you don't have to take the building sum insured, they tell you. If they come back to you and say, we believe the rebuild cost of your house is up by 35%, they don't know your house. You're the one who puts the rebuild value on it yourself, which is a tricky enough job to do. And anyone that I speak to, I'd always recommend they go to the Chartered Surveyor's website, where there's a really good rebuild calculator for houses in Ireland. You put in your details and it will give you a very good rough estimate as to what the rebuild cost should be. Because a lot of people have done this, but they've also got the index linking. So we would have customers that ring us and say, look, I had my buildings insured for 300,000 last year. It's still 300,000 on the Chartered Surveyor's website, but you've put my buildings up to 330. You're within your rights to say, well, I only want it for 300 to bring the price back down again, as long as you're happy.
You don't have to take what they're quoting you.
You don't have to take what they're quoting you.
Okay, it's good to know.
So because the Chartered Surveyor's website is quite conservative in terms of the rebuild cost anyway, so I would recommend using them, not the insurance company, and not try to do it yourself.
Okay. Peter is wondering, do I have to tell my home insurance firm that I'm taking in a lodger?
Yes. You do.
Why? But
it's the liability element of it. Now, some policies...
Yeah, risks increase.
Something might happen to that tenant or lodger, but most insurance policies will be fine with one person paying guests. And most of them will have that written into the policy already. But I would always advise that you tell them, because you might be one of the people that has a policy that doesn't allow for it.
But that's different to friends or family coming to stay.
Absolutely.
This is somebody who's a paying guest. They have to...
It would be if you have a rental property, or say if you have a main residence and it becomes your rental property, you definitely must tell your insurance company about it.
Listener says, we recently got a dog and we're all mad about the dog, but she's a little bit excitable because she's a puppy. And if she was to bite somebody, would my home insurance cover us?
Yes, just with conditions. So most home insurance policies, and again, I don't want to say all insurance policies because they're all different, but certainly 99% of the policies that we use will give you public liability cover. So that would be if something happened where you, where your dog bit somebody. And most of them will extend that not just to while it's on the house, in the house, or in around the house. Also, if you were walking the dog, that the cover might extend to that as well. But there is rules in there, and the restricted dogs, some insurance companies don't cover dogs that are on the restricted dog list. Some of them will cover them as long as they have the muzzle on. So you do, if you have a dog, go to the section on public liability, and it will have a what we don't cover section within that, and read that carefully and to see does it apply to you.
And is this is, we'll say, if you have your dog out in the garden and something happens and it bites a neighbour or bites a child or something like that, and most likely your home insurance could cover it.
Most likely it will cover it, but check that section. So if they sue you for the injuries that the dog caused, your home insurance policy will cover you, but there is exclusions and there is conditions. Mm. So read them. Some of them are broader than others.
Yeah.
So if you have a dog and you're worried about this, I'd speak to an insurance broker, because they will say, right, look, this policy gives the broadest cover with relation to dogs and public liability.
A lot of dog owners, I'd say, interested in hearing about that, Jonathan, today. This texter says their mum recently got hearing aids. Can you please ask Jonathan if she can get them covered under the house insurance?
So we get asked this quite a bit, because hearing aids are very small nowadays. So they actually they go missing quite regularly. I would estimate that 50% of the insurance companies do not cover hearing aids, and 50% of them will cover hearing aids. But you need to specify them, similar to the engagement ring we were talking about earlier. That will give you cover for them in the house and out of the house. But you definitely need to speak to someone about this, because half the policies won't cover it and half do cover it. And some people assume automatically that it's covered under their home insurance policy.
That's where your broker will come in handy if 100%. You're looking for policy on that. I have a 4-bed rural farmhouse. How do I calculate the value and rebuild cost of it? The surveyor's website is only for estate houses and stipulates not for one-off homes.
I think you need to talk to one of the chartered surveyors there in terms of asking them, or a local surveyor, to give a rough idea of the rebuild cost and maybe add 10% onto that just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
But the best place is in terms of rebuild cost would be the chartered surveyor's website,
or
a surveyor for a rebuild cost. It's very difficult without seeing the house to give you a rule of thumb to say that this is like £100 per square foot or something along those lines. It's too difficult.
We've recently put a large extension onto the house, and the extension has a flat roof. Do I need to tell the insurance company about this, or what will they need to know?
Definitely need to tell your insurance company about this. each insurance company is going to have a different level of allowance for a flat roof in a property. So some insurance companies will say that they don't allow any more than 15% for a flat roof. Others will say up to 50%. And we would have specialist insurers that, for example, might do thatched cottages and do 100% flat roofs. So that's one for a broker if you're concerned about the flat roof and the size of it, because you might be one of the insurers who says we do not allow any more than 15% for a flat roof.
A lot of those extensions now, you know, extensions off the back of kitchens where you have, you know, the middle of a semi-detached house, a lot of them have the flat roof.
They do, and a lot of them are made with materials that people would claim are actually probably more waterproof than the traditional type of roof.
Yeah.
But again, the insurance companies will still consider that non-standard depending on the insurer.
Good to know. We
have one insurer now that is a mainstream insurer that's not the specialist, and they're particularly good. They allow up to 50%. So when people come to us and they say, I'm not sure if it's 30% or 40%, without getting a measuring tape out, we'd always put them with them to be on the safe side.
This listener, Ryan, is wondering, we've got two e-scooters in the house. My neighbour told me we're covered if we hit somebody under our home insurance. Is that correct?
No, definitely not. So e-scooters are specifically excluded under most policies for liability. So this is what we're like, what we were talking about the dog. So if you're out walking your dog, most insurance policies will cover you if your dog bites somebody. The e-scooters are now mentioned in most insurance policies that if you are a member of your household has an accident on the e-scooter and you're sued, you won't be covered. Most of them would cover you, for example, on a bicycle. So if one of my kids is out on a bike today and they have an accident and they hurt somebody and they sue me, my home insurance policy will cover me. But my home insurance policy also specifically says e-scooters are not covered, are mechanically propelled vehicles. E-bikes are not covered either.
Fran has got in touch. She says, I haven't had a claim since 1976. I think I'm going to pack the home insurance in. Touch wood, Fran. Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan Hare, who's the Managing Director of InsureMyHouse.ie. Jonathan, thanks a million for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.